Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Steals in the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a mold, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, independent, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like another city, the driver's side flyer. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Nah, morning everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQM. Hello, Leroy!
Boy, there's some chaos in the NBA.
How's your boy Jay Crawford doing after last night? I imagine sick.
Well, it's funny you should ask. We definitely have an interaction. It was like, I said, are you okay? That was brutal. Laughing. Most Cleveland thing ever. I replied, in any sport.
Yep.
He said, one man team tonight. And then I listed some of the other downfalls in Cleveland history, because
you guys just went through the list.
If you live in Cleveland, you are very familiar.
Did Charles Nagy come up?
Indians against the Marlins.
Yeah.
Cavs against the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Elo. And Browns against Denver twice.
That's brutal, dude.
Think about that. If you have lived through, now the only thing is, there's only game two. Right, but
it's game two in a city. You should be 1-1 right now, and you got
at the worst.
You got a 50 piece from Spida with all his guys out on your floor, and you lose. That's a killer, dude.
And how they lost?
It's how they lost. It's not that they lost. It's how they lost.
It's how they lost. Was it? They were up 7 with 50 seconds left. Now, to be honest, if you had a little chili pepper on it, at that point, you're thinking, hang on for the win. I got 5.5. Right? At no point in time in those 50 seconds did anyone ever think the Cavs would actually lose.
Crazy.
It was crazy. And then, listen, I don't know what the hell happened to Minnesota.
They were awful yesterday.
Awful.
I mean, I know he gets piled on a lot, but it's deserved. But Rudy Gobert should be embarrassed with himself. Like, I couldn't imagine being that imposing a figure and still allowing Draymond Green to take your lunch money like this consistently. It's so embarrassing what he did. Now, mind you, look, it's Ant's team. He stunk yesterday. Anthony Edwards was awful. Ooh. They lost Steph Curry. I don't know when he's coming back. It didn't look good.
And think about this. Now, the only way you can lose to the Warriors is 90s basketball. A bunch of middies, a bunch of taking it to the rim, a bunch of free throws. That's the only way you can lose, and you supposedly have the best deterrent at the rim in the league.
Nah. Useless.
When Steph got hurt, I'm like, oh, this is going to be.
Listen, Rudy Gobert is a peacock without feathers. Like, he's useless, dude. He is.
Nobody was calling him Shaq.
Who?
Because y'all were calling him Shaq.
That's the thing that was embarrassing about it, though. Like, this guy is one of the all-time, like, you know, in the playoffs, Rudy Gobert is kind of useless. It's just what it is.
Because they scheme him out of game.
That's what made what he did against the Lakers so shocking, is that he looked like Wilt. And, you know, Ant's talking about, yeah. He's like, you guys talk bad. I'm like, look, Ant seems like a great teammate. But yesterday, you watched in the first 10 minutes of this game, you're like, I can't believe Draymond Green is punking this guy again. He's half his size.
Right.
It's crazy. But I was asking Marcos a question, all right? Because we talked about this a couple weeks ago. And I asked him I said a very stupid thing to him, because sometimes we do our own little show, right?
Huh. You're admitting to saying something stupid. Why don't I get that in the middle?
I don't know. Too much pride on my part. But I'm going to give you my stupid point right now.
Okay.
Because I said a stupid thing to him, right? And we were like talking. I don't remember what point. You remember what point of the season it was, Marcos? It was probably like 3 weeks to go, maybe?
Yeah.
Like 3 weeks to go. And I said to him, Tyrese Haliburton is not that much better than Tyler Hero. If he's better than Tyler Hero, Tyrese Haliburton, I think I'd take Tyler Hero. And
what?
And I'm thinking to myself, and I'm like watching last night, because this guy, he's stones. That's just what he is.
But he looks awkward doing it.
He's stones, Leroy. Like, this guy is such a killer, right? And he's just like, everybody in the league's calling him the most overrated guy. Even yesterday, you saw that Donovan Mitchell was scared. He's trying to get Cleveland to stop chanting overrated. He's like, stop doing that. Stop. And he's getting this disrespect kicked on his name. Now, mind you, these guys grew up together, Tyler Hero and Tyrese Haliburton. They ate crab together. This was them on their team.
Wait.
We lads.
Wait. Tyler Hero was taller than Haliburton?
Looks like it. I mean, I don't know perspective on that, but they're the same height.
No way.
They're the same height.
Haliburton's taller than Tyler Hero.
Mm-mm. Same height.
Because he looks like a spider with his long arms and legs.
He's not. Like, I thought that too. He's not that. He's. I mean, Tyler Hero's got T-Rex arms. He's 6'5", 6'5". I think Tyrese Haliburton is 6'5", 6'8". So it's longer. But they're the same height. And that's why I was like, you know, what's he got that Tyler doesn't got? I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, what does he got that Tyler don't got? Right?
Now you know.
It's just, but like, do you understand what I'm saying with that? Like, it's a strange thing. Yeah. These guys, they grew up together. They're the same age, right? Tyler got drafted a year earlier. Tyler comes in, bat out of hell, into the league. Tyrese Haliburton, he's traded from the Kings for Sabonis. He's such an idiot. I can't believe you like that guy.
Still good, man. It was a decent trade at the time.
At the time, you know. You don't even have De'Aaron Fox anymore, stupid Kings fan. Anyway, Tyler Hero comes in the league like a bat out of hell. He's talking all this bleep, you know, like just six, you know, then he goes to sixth man of the year. Tyrese Haliburton gets the trade from the Kings because they're going De'Aaron Fox. They're going to bring in Sabonis. Looks like a great trade for the Kings at the time. And now Tyrese Haliburton is sitting here. He's two wins away from eliminating the one seed. He was in an Eastern Conference final last year where the Heat and the Pacers had the same record. He did lose Jimmy Butler in the play-in, but he still got him to the Eastern Conference finals. You can't take it away from him. And I'm just trying to think, Leroy. Like, he stinks at defense. He's not a great guy getting to the free throw line. But, like, there's just something about Tyrese Haliburton where it's like, shot on the line. Tyler Hero, worst clutch player by percentage this year in the NBA. Tyrese Haliburton, 10 for his last 11 in the final 2 minutes. Like, he's just stones. And I'm like, what? Why is there this gap there with them? Because I look at him, I'm like, okay, Tyrese Haliburton's a little bit more of a pure point guard. He gets his teammates involved. Like, what does he have that Tyler don't have?
I can boil it down to this. If I mention Tyler Hero to a group of NBA fans, they'll go, good player, all-star, right? If I say Tyrese Haliburton, hate him, can't stand him. When you have a guy like that, that means that he has pretty much eaten your soul at one point.
Yeah.
And everybody hates this dude for no reason.
Hate him.
Because he has buried you at some point. And that's the difference between the two guys. That when you hate somebody as a fan of another team, is because you fear them. It's because you're terrified that if that guy goes off, we don't have a chance. So when he goes into all these arenas and he goes and plays all these games and he hears all these chants, right? And then buries you and talks trash. Now, you know the difference between Tyrese Haliburton and Tyler Hero. Because think about, let's put it this way. 40 from Tyrese Haliburton is like getting shot with a Uzi, right? 40 from Tyler is like getting hit with a slingshot. Because it doesn't necessarily mean that he broke your back.
Right. Schmeath is saying, Tobin, your high is cheap crack if you think Tyler Hero is anywhere close to Tyrese Haliburton. Haliburton made the Olympic team time to get a tryout. I just want to be clear, Schmeath. I'm not... I know weeks ago I did say that, but I'm like, obviously, very clearly, we sit here today, Tyler Hero getting smacked in the teeth, worst playoff loss in NBA history, Tyrese Haliburton 2 wins away from his second straight Eastern Conference Finals. Very clearly, I'm not saying I was wrong for even entertaining that to Frog Boy, but you understand, like, if you put the players in a vacuum, right, you would be like, you look at their numbers, you look at their height, you look at what they do, it's like they're pretty parallel. What they,
no, they're not!
But they are. Like, skill set wise. I'm just saying skill for skill, Leroy. They are.
Okay.
But very clearly, but there is that X factor. Because, like, here's the thing. Tyrese Haliburton, no matter what, is going to be the man in Indiana. Like, we know this. Whatever Indiana does, however far they get, even if Indiana tweaks things, and I will say, like, yes, Indiana has a better roster. It's not an overwhelming roster. It's a better roster, you know? But no matter what, Tyrese Haliburton, from here on, probably until he retires, is the man in Indiana. And what we're talking about this whole offseason, and what we're going to talk about this whole offseason, is going to be talking about somebody who can be the man because Tyler and Bam can't be the man. And I'm it's interesting because when they came into the league, Tyler Hero took off. Yes, he got to be a bit player on a good team with Jimmy Butler. Tyrese Haliburton got traded off of a Kings team. But I'm like, well, what happened? Like, where did it go? Is it because Indiana was so thankful to have Tyrese Haliburton? He was treated like the man, and it's just been that, and he's had that responsibility. And Tyler Hero's just getting this now in year six. Where Haliburton has been this since year two, basically. I don't know.
I can,
but very clearly, there's a separation there.
This is the other issue that we seem to overlook. Tyrese Halliburton's role, wherever he's played, has been pretty consistent. That and he does a really good job. And I think it's Luis Benito in the chat said it best. He feeds everybody else pizza, but that last slice is for him. Whereas Tyler, we put more on him to be the scorer and not necessarily the facilitator. So he has to be more than just a point guard, right? Because we need his scoring. So the roles are a little bit different, but at the end, I mean, just watching him, like he know, but here's the funny thing. He not only made the three, he got the rebound.
Yeah.
He went and got the home rebound. They let him dribble behind the three-point line and then shoot a three. Wait, can anybody, like, do something? So, yeah. That was, like...
That was so cutthroat, what he did.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how...
Trash the whole way.
I really don't know how Cleveland recovers from that.
Max Strus ain't recovering from that.
Dude, Max Strus.
Oh, God.
He took it rough yesterday. We'll play that sound a little later for you.
Rest.
Woof.
I mean, again, I go back to telling you guys what it feels like right after. And to have to answer questions when you want to put your fist through a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a tough thing to ask. Not an athlete. A human. And for some reason, we think that an athlete is not human. You better be ready to answer our questions because you're required to. And I, being in that situation, never take the human part away from the athlete. And so I can sympathize with him. You know, I understand. And when I saw him answering the questions, I'm like, yeah, I know what that feels like. Right. But people don't. Everybody else just looks at it as, you know, something different. I look at it as, man, that's human. Like I could take any one of you and put you in that situation to where you're just almost heartbroken. Right. And then say, now you're required to answer questions about what you just went through. It's not going to be so friendly. It's not going to be so happy. Right. So, yeah, I just look at that differently. I mean, I look at him and I'm like, man, I feel your Strus. I feel your pain. I know what that feels like, right? But I don't think a regular person understands it.
I don't know how they come back from it, dude. I mean, you got to win 4 out of 5 now when that just happened to you.
You've won 60. What did they win? 60 games?
Oh, that's out the window now.
Doesn't matter now, though, dude.
No, but here's what you have to do. You have to go to a place mentally, even though it's a huge deal, you have to go to a place mentally where you can say, we've won 10, 11 games in a row, and it didn't matter who we were playing. If we just play our style of basketball and see it through till the end, and we can get through this. But if you go into the next game thinking about how you blew the last games in that arena with that raucous crowd, you have no chance.
Take a break here on the show. We got a big Panthers game tonight. Game two. On the road against the Leafs. Lots to get to here on the show. Back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, we're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium on June 8th. To enter, text the word...
I only talk to God when I need a favor.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Text the word CIRCLES to 20357. Text CIRCLES to 20357. For more info, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. It's a Live Nation show.
Has Post Malone made more music than anybody across different genres?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, he coattail rode in the country. He's basically like, here's my thing. I'm going to be with all the biggest country stars. I'm like, oh, wow. Way to make it on your own post.
That wasn't my question.
Remora Fish of music.
I mean, Santana did it and we loved him.
Santana musically made the song, though.
He made a whole album where every song was a collaboration.
Yeah, but those songs were made by his guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We don't know the role Post Malone plays in these songs.
Oh,
it's on his album. Maybe he produced it. Maybe he
shows up late. He drinks Bud Light. He'll smoke a cigarette.
I'm also really sick of his Hard Rock commercial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Enough of it already.
Well, you forgot. Is that him in the beer commercial?
He is in a beer commercial now, yeah.
Where they gotta wait 5 seconds until they can drink it because you can't drink beer on a commercial.
I thought for sure yesterday, by the way, thought for sure the Marlins were going to lose again to Shohei Ohtani. Shout out to the Fish. Walk-off win yesterday.
Yeah.
Jesus Sanchez with the walk-off single, bases loaded in extra innings. So the Marlins win 5-4.
That's five.
Five.
Five wins where they walked off.
Walk off wins?
Oh yeah. I think that was a really close one. Dude, Shohei Ohtani homered again yesterday. He's got 6 home runs in his last 5 games down here.
Hey, it's crazy, right? Like, it's like, what does he do that everybody else can't do?
He's ridiculous. I don't know.
He's not even pitching yet.
Oh, man. It was wild. I will say, though, yesterday, shout out to Jesus Tinoco, who got him out. I thought for sure that was going tater tot. I was like, oh, man, I know how this goes. Old Shohei's up right now. I'm like, this is going to be a tough one. Nope. Got him to ground out. I was like, all right. Shout out. He got it done. Good for him. Well done. Fish get a win. They will try and go for the series win this afternoon.
Ooh.
4:40 is your first pitch.
Not too early.
No, not too early. Right in the middle of the day there. Smack dab. That's where we got it going on.
It's 4:40 smack dab in the middle of the day.
Because you said not too early. So, like, it's not too early. It's not late. It's right in the middle of usually
not,
the games.
Like, you know, usually they do that 1 o'clock thing.
Yeah, that would be early. I would say, like, four when you have a 4 o'clock start, usually games either start at 12, 1, or 7.
Isn't middle of the day 12 o'clock?
Where's Tommy Hutton? Where is he? Like, I mean, this is such a pointless quibble. Like, you know, he would call in right now disgusted with us over this.
Well, no, because keep in mind, in the winter, it's almost dark. It's starting to get dark. How can that be the middle of the damn day?
Baseball's not in the winter.
All right. Thank you. That's your answer.
It's the correct answer.
So because baseball's not in the middle. So because baseball's not.
I really don't care to win this argument. You know what? You win. Good job.
Wow.
How's that in the middle of the day? You started it saying it's not too early. Just set a throwaway line to get to the next thing, and then you pounced on me for a take that you put uselessly there in the first place.
I mean, it is the 16th hour of the day, Joe.
I mean, I get it.
Right. Come on.
I mean, if the but games don't start in the morning, frog boy.
Two-thirds of the
day. Yeah, but one o'clock is early. All right,
dude. And so then what would not be early? What would you consider 4 o'clock?
Early evening?
No, it's not.
Why? You only got 8 hours left in the day.
Nothing evening can start before a 6. I don't accept it. Anything from 4 to 5 is after
early evening.
It's not early evening. That's not a thing. Early evening is maybe 5:45. I'll allow it. Anything with a 4 in it is very clearly afternoon.
Okay.
Very clearly.
All right.
Anyway, if you guys want to go to Marlins and Rays coming up on May 16th, Barbie Game Day is coming to Lone Depot Park when the Marlins host the Rays. We got your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets. Just keep on listening to our show, and we'll see what we can do there. So,
nice Barbie jerseys they gave away last year. I think they're going to do something similar this year.
Mm-hmm.
Pink. I love those jerseys they give away, man. Game ops for the Marlins.
They've been solid.
Pretty good.
They've been solid. E. Sims says, y'all watch Tyrese ball and make it about why you're ungrateful to have Hero and all he proved this season. Wow. I don't think I'm doing an ungrateful thing. I don't think I'm doing a better. I think I'm just asking questions, E. Sims.
Wow. I can clarify this. Tobin wasn't telling that story to speak ill of Tyler Hero. He was telling that story to just acknowledge Tyrese Halliburton being a dog. That's it.
Tyrese Halliburton is a dog, and it's a little bit of a fascinating thing because I do think you look at them. Now, maybe the Tyler Hero fans disagree, and they think, no, if Tyrese Halliburton got kidnapped and the Indiana Pacers were allowed to have Tyler Hero for the next 5 games, they think he could do everything that that Tyrese Halliburton is doing. Maybe they think that. And I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. But I don't know, dude. I think game on the line. I think that Tyrese Halliburton has shown you by himself as the dude, he's shown you a lot more than Tyler has.
Here's
in
how
the,
I look
and
at
by
it.
The way, in the playoffs, not as I mean, this right. is also part of the this is also part of Tyler's story arc, which is since he's come to the league, his first year, 19, boy wonder, snarl in the bubble, all that stuff. Amazing. Was 6 years ago now. Like let's grow up a little bit, Peter Pan. It is what have you done for me lately? You guys won't let Bam Adebayo's accomplishments in the playoffs stand. So let's say what it is. Tyrese Halliburton's 2 wins away from going to his 2nd straight Eastern Conference Finals. These guys basically balled together. They've been drafted around the same time, 1 year, but around the same spot in the lottery. And a lot of their statistics, they're not, you know, match for match players because Tyler scores a little bit more. Yes, Tyrese is a little bit more of a pure point guard, but both of them are getting the ball at the end of games. Both of them are going to be the guy that their team turns to. So we can quibble over him. Tyler's a shooting guard. Tyrese is a point guard. Let's grow up. It's 2025. Nobody talks about basketball that way anymore, right? There's no Chris Pauls. There's very few Kyle Lowrys that are setting this, you know, giving up the lobs and just setting up their teammates. These guys, when it comes down to it, are going to be ball in their hand, cold-blooded killers. You do the same thing with Spider Mitchell, right? It's like, I want to know, like, why does it seem so vast? Because I think when you look at them on paper, it's not that separate. But very clearly, there is a, I hate to use the word because it's not just an intangibles thing, but there's a something, and maybe it's just being that dude, that dog. I don't know what it is. But right now, Tyrese Halliburton does feel like he's leap years ahead of Tyler Hero, even though on paper, I don't think they are.
Think about this. Let's look at it this way. The hate that people overall call him overrated or whatever, the disdain people have for Tyrese Halliburton is because he's that good. I only heard one bad thing said about Tyler Hero, and that was with a guy who hasn't played basketball since. Right? For the Caps. So most of people look at those two guys, and if you say Tyrese Halliburton, they go, hate him, which means he's probably really good. That's how I have never seen a guy when he goes into an arena that they yell overrated and is hated more than Tyrese Halliburton.
What is your theory, Marcos?
I figured it out. Yeah, I'll let you continue to
try. Oh, boy.
No, this is very, very easy. I was looking at it, and it's not the extra 3 inches of wingspan. He's not a father, so he has more sleep. No Astron wife, either. I mean, what are we doing in Indiana,
really?
Have you
seen the parade of ladies that Halliburton has around him?
I mean,
go look up Tyrese Halliburton ladies. He has a very viral picture from that.
Yeah, but then you can always leave those. You know, they're not going to call you.
Leave?
Like, what are you doing at 3 a.m. right now? You know, it's like, who cares? Maybe I'm Tyrese Halliburton. And he just moves on city to city. But now, Hero, it's like, you said that you got out of practice at 2:57. It's 3:02. How come you haven't called me? And then all of a sudden, he's arguing with the missus again.
Can I just say something?
Very simple.
His takes.
Why are you projecting your issues on other folks?
No.
Everybody,
you got done with your show at 2 p.m.
Because you get that phone call. Because you got to get home to baby tap.
Yeah, it's because every morning he has to wake up at 5 in the morning because they don't care what time you have to be at work and then he sleep. And all he hears is... See, and I'm telling you, Tyler's dealing with the same thing. Meanwhile, Tyrese is like, thank you for a wonderful night, ma'am. Don't remember what your name is, but your Uber's outside. And that's way different. Completely different atmosphere. Therefore, Tyrese Halliburton has more time to work on his game.
God.
I'm just telling you, I've never seen a guy like you just mentioned his name in the NBA and everybody gives you this look of disdain. Like nobody has ever given that guy credit for anything, right?
Shmeethan says Tyrese also has to deal with that kook of a father. Yeah, maybe we need Tyler's dad to be more obnoxious. Too low key.
That's true.
Too low key, Mr. Hero. You need to step it up a little bit.
I love the way Tyrese's dad said, it's a beautiful game we play. Like, he included him in the annals of basketball.
No, here's what they need to do, though, Leroy. They need to unban. Like, if you know game ops, I don't know if I'd do it for game 3 because you're kind of, that's kind of a house.
He's not allowed back in the games. He can't go into the stadium.
But by their decision, what they should do is game four, lift the ban. The crowd's going to go crazy.
Whoa.
That's game ops.
You sure they're not going to go, here's that kook again?
No.
Nah, Tyrese Halliburton can do what he wants.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about Tyrese Halliburton. I'm talking about his dad.
If you did that, the crowd would go bananas. And like all you're right. Doing it, you pull like a D-Wade, because D-Wade always pulls a move when he comes to a Heat game that's genius now, which is doesn't come out till the second quarter. You know, slow rolls it. You just see those two empty seats on the floor.
It's like the pop in the crowd.
Yeah.
Get the pop for the crowd.
It's like, oh! That's what you need. Tyrese Halliburton sitting there, and it's like, and now, like, once Tyrese Halliburton, he comes out for his first substitution back in, here's Tyrese Halliburton, and there's his dad, John! Crowd goes nuts.
He crushes two beers together.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question. We'll take a break. We'll flip it on over to the ice. The Panthers. Big one tonight. Game 2 against the Maple Leafs. Back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We got to get on to ice hockey.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's get to the road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
It's a good one.
Carter Ray. Thank you, Bob.
You just enjoy that line.
Carter Verhage.
Straight. It's the stress on his teeth at the end. All right.
How many times did you have to go over that name with him?
I don't know. Do you, I just want to, have you guys ever known a fan base to be so pissed off to be up 1-0 in a series?
Oh, no.
Like, does it even feel to you like the Leafs have won and are up 1-0 in this series? I don't feel like they've enjoyed it at all. They've been so obsessed, and Paul Maurice talked about this yesterday because somebody asked him about motivation, and he's like, "Motivation? Like, they won. Like, what do you mean motivated? Like, we should be motivated. Like, we're down 1-0 in the series, and people should." Paul, you worried about motivation in this series? And he's like, looking at the guy, rightfully so, like he's an idiot. And I feel respectfully, Canada, y'all are so wrapped up in this. I don't even think that they've taken a moment to enjoy the fact that they got off to, and by the way, a tortured fan base that does not have a lot of playoff success recently.
No. Should be more grateful for winning a game.
Right. They should be more, like, no, they so badly want Sam Bennett to feel their wrath. They haven't even enjoyed this win at all, which is pretty crazy. But here's a little of Paul Maurice yesterday.
Just a little bit of structure to our team.
Paul, with the developments of what happened last night during the game, do you anticipate that the Maple Leafs will kind of try to use that as motivation if they, you know, if they lose?
So we're not talking about the win?
I'm talking about Anthony Solars.
And okay, hit me with the question again one more time.
Do you think that him being injured may be used as a weapon for motivation? Not a weapon, but yeah.
I didn't think they appeared under-motivated in the game. Well, we didn't say how motivated we want to go here tonight. We would think that both teams will be equally motivated.
look, I don't see.
I gotta tell you,
he's had enough of that guy.
I gotta tell you.
They got a question for Paul.
Trying too hard, right? Trying to ask that question without fully. I used to get mad at reporters for this. You've had far more time to come up with a question than I've had to come up with an answer. Why the hell is your question so jacked up? Right? With all that time. Because that guy, he really thought he was asking Paul Maurice a doozy. And if he went back and thought about it, he goes, yeah, I just asked the team that lost if the other team has motivation after game one. Right?
Yeah.
That now, if you put it, just let's make it plain this day. As a reporter, you went into the losing team and asked him if he thought the winning team had motivation for game two. Now, I don't care how long you've been in the profession. If you sit back and think about that question, you got to say,
woof.
Yeah. But you had a long time to develop your questions.
Here's a little bit more of a Panthers head coach Paul Maurice having to be peppered with Sam Bennett questions yesterday, which, of course, the theme
that
of
that line look like to you for him. You know, he's playing on the edge.
Yeah, he plays hard. Like, there was a hit 2.5 years ago that you guys have shown 4,000 times. There was a parking ticket 7 years ago that I think actually made the video. Like, he's got the puck. He's on a power play. Goes to the net. But not through the beat. He's got the puck. He's going to the net. I understand. Like, call the fire department. Put your hair out. Let's move on. Please. Like, the edge. He plays hard. He has the puck a lot. If he doesn't have the puck, we've got a system that says you got to hit the guy with the puck. There's your line. No, I knew you weren't letting this go. Right.
Right. Like.
Oh, God.
Like.
Looks like he needs a cigarette after that, too.
You know what's amazing about that? I've heard two questions, and none of them are the basic questions that need to be asked. What do you feel your team needs to do better? Are you going to make any adjustments to the lines? I don't know a damn thing about hockey. That's the first two questions I would want to know.
Steve, we bring you this tonight on TSN. It's horrifying footage of a young Sam Bennett actually stealing a lollipop from a baby.
Granted, he was a baby as well.
Right.
But still,
he was 7 months.
You saw it from an early age.
He was raised like this. He was raised an absolute Canadian thug.
We knew where this was going. You guys, we saw it at an early age.
Like, it's horrifying.
Can I just think about this? In all of sports, we don't ever go back like we convicting the guy in court back to his childhood, right? Did everybody ever think that when Sam Bennett got to the Panthers, they told him, we need you to be physical. We need you to play this way. We need you because this is who we want to be. Right? Because that also happens.
I just thought, like,
I know some of the nice guys in sports, when they play the game, not so much.
I just thought this was the birthplace of hockey. Like, I thought you guys loved this stuff. Like, isn't this is your national pastime, and you're acting like it's the first time you've ever seen somebody get hit hard before, or something crazy happen on a rink. This is insane to me. Like, you know how playoff hockey, maybe we're just used to, because we saw what failed playoff hockey look. First of all, we saw what no playoffs looks like. Then we saw what incredible regular season to failed playoff hockey looks like. Then you saw a playoff style.
Enough.
Yeah. And I'm just like, you guys won. Why are you acting like you're down 0-1 in the season? I get you. Your goalie's hurt. It's unfortunate what happened to him. Hey, nobody wants to see that happen to Stolarz. That's what the Panthers have been clear with. He took a 100-mile-an-hour slap shot right off the
which
dome.
Nobody is mentioning, by the way.
Which, you know, Reinhardt skated completely. He's like, eesh. Well, maybe Reinhardt, you know what? Maybe Reinhardt should go out there. Hey, Rhino, keep your slap shots under 70 miles an hour, dude. Too hard. Too hard. Let Wall have whatever he's got to go out. You know, let's have a tepid. It's because it's Little League. This is what it is. This is it's Pee Wee hockey. That's what we have going out there. This is Mighty Ducks. Are you kidding me? Like, what are we talking about? You're supposed to be Toronto. You're supposed
to
be.
But here's the deal. Is that the national media or is that local?
I mean, it's, I don't know.
Because I think they're still, they're still in Toronto.
Yeah, they're still in Toronto.
So it could very well be the Toronto.
Yeah, they're getting, they're going, amazing. They're getting hit over the head with it.
It's just amazing to me that the team that's up one, people are being, people are looking at them for motivation and not the team down or one. Like, if during that presser I didn't hear any changes to the line or what you feel like you need to do to start the game a little differently,
yeah,
right?
I mean, maybe that
all
was
of
that.
Which questions.
Look, in fairness,
questions
I played.
I haven't heard.
Yeah, in fairness, yeah. I played the questions I wanted responses to, but like,
right.
Even still, like, Paul, how are they going to use this as a weapon? I'd be like, idiot, we're down 0-1. What do you? I don't care. We need to win this game.
You know what's even more amazing is you could kind of, if you play it again, you can kind of hear mid-question the guy going to himself, mm-mm.
It's like, oh.
Right?
I've been there.
You can, it's like Toby going up that wall and you realize that after two steps, you ain't going to make it to the top to save Sophie.
I've been there for sure. I've been there. Who do you think on the Panthers, though, is least likely to pay parking tickets? Because it's definitely Tkachuk, right? Like, Tkachuk definitely crumples it up to the meter maid and is like, not today, Rocco.
Yeah.
100%.
Bob pays too much.
Yeah, Bob's like,
he pays big on his ticket.
Yeah, him and Barkov are sitting here and be like, I'm sorry about that. He's just in a mood today.
Yeah, how about some free tickets? Right? Like, yeah.
Would you like to hold my championship ring for 10 minutes? Like just, right. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah.
Bob's like, I should have focused.
Should have focused. Like, you think Tkachuk just parks straight on the curb when it comes to the elbow room? Like, he doesn't. He's not. Because it's
first of all, you know he's got one of those big dualies.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He's got a dually and he just parks on the curb.
I think he's got one of those monster golf carts. He's just got one wheel up on the curb. He's like, throws the keys to the kid. Here you go, Todd.
And the guy goes, hey, I'm not valet. Right? They don't have valet, and he just throws his
you
keys.
You are today. Take a break. Our Tua. Got a trade in the NFL. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.